In The Gifts of Imperfection, I write, "Until we can receive with an open heart, we are never really giving with an open heart. When we attach judgment to receiving help, we knowingly or unknowingly attach judgment to giving help. We all need help. I know I couldn't have done it without reinforcements that included my husband Steve, a great therapist, a stack of books a mile high, and friends and family members who were on a similar journey. Vulnerability begets vulnerability. Courage is contagious. There's actually some very persuasive leadership research that supports the idea that asking for support is critical and that vulnerability and courage are contagious. In a 2011 Harvard Business Review article, Peter Fuda and Richard Badham use a series of metaphors to explore how leaders spark and sustain change. One of the metaphors is the snowball. The snowball starts rolling when a leader is willing to be vulnerable with his or her subordinates. Their research shows that this act of vulnerability is predictably perceived as courageous by team members and inspires others to follow suit. Supporting the metaphor of the snowball is the story of Clinton, the managing director of a large German corporation who realized that his directive leadership style was preventing senior managers from taking initiative. The researchers explain, he could have worked in private to change his behavior, but instead, he stood up at an annual meeting of his top 60 managers, acknowledged his failings, and outlined both his personal and organizational roles. He admitted that he didn't have all of the answers and asked his team for help leading the company. Having studied the transformation that followed this event, the researchers report that Clinton's effectiveness surged, his team flourished, there were increases in initiative and innovation, and his organization went on to outperform much larger competitors. Similar to the story above, my greatest personal and professional transformations happened when I started asking hard questions about how my fear of being vulnerable was holding me back, and when I found the courage to share my struggles and ask for help. After running from vulnerability, I found that learning how to lean into the discomfort of uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure was a painful process. I did believe that I could opt out of feeling vulnerable, so when it happened, when the phone rang with unimaginable news, or when I was scared, or when I loved so fiercely that rather than feeling gratitude and joy, I could only prepare for loss, I controlled things. I managed situations and micromanaged the people around me. I performed until there was no energy left to feel. I made what was uncertain certain, no matter what the cost. I stayed so busy that the truth of my hurting and my fear could never catch up. I looked brave on the outside and felt scared on the inside. Slowly, I learned that this shield was too heavy to lug around, and that the only thing it really did was keep me from knowing myself and letting myself be known.